This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. California's high school exit exam is in limbo. It was supposed to be a requirement for graduation, but last week a judge said thousands of high school seniors who failed the test could receive their diplomas anyway. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, the fallout from this legal challenge could reignite the debate over exit exams across the country.
About half the states either already require high school students to pass an exit exam, or they're headed in that direction. It's part of a national push to ensure that seniors leave 12th grade prepared for college or the workplace. Andrew Rotherham, co-director of the think tank Education Sector, says California's recent experience could either help or hurt the movement to improve high schools.
If it emboldens just a series of lawsuits around these exams, that will be a time-consuming distraction from the more core issues. On the other hand, one would hope it would embolden states, for example, this is what Virginia has done, to really start to put in place support for kids who are in danger of not passing to get these kids over the hump.
That was the issue in California, whether the state had done enough to get its most vulnerable students over the hump. A judge said no, ruling that tens of thousands of English learners and low-income minorities were stranded in inferior schools with few resources. Judge Robert Friedman said as long as that's the case, California's exit exam discriminates. Jack O'Connell, superintendent of public instruction, insists the exam is not meant to be a punishment, but a tool to identify those very students who need help.
If we hold our school system accountable, then we will get more attention, more focus, more resources to that group of students. If you exempt any group of students, we won't be doing our job.
O'Connell says the state does a disservice by handing out diplomas to kids who don't have basic skills. Attorney Arturo Gonzalez sued the state on behalf of a group of students and their parents. He says until the playing field is even, O'Connell is asking a group of mostly poor Black and Latino students to pay for a broken system. Gonzalez says he's all for school accountability, but he wants to know who's accountable for the adults, the teachers and administrators who failed these kids.
I agree that we've got serious problems with our public schools, but this is not the solution. If you tell 50,000 kids that you're not going to graduate, that's not going to make our public schools any better. That's not going to make a high school diploma any more meaningful.
The debate over exit exams has played out across the country in recent years, often with predictions of high failure and dropout rates. Jack Jennings, president of the Center on Education Policy, says the doomsday scenarios have failed to materialize.
There were student demonstrations in Massachusetts. School boards were saying that they weren't going to implement what they call the MCAS exam. And the state stuck to its guns, and now it's accepted as part of everyday life. The same thing happened in New York.
School districts there even threatened civil disobedience. But, says Jennings, every high school student in New York now routinely takes an exit exam, and the pass rates keep going up. He's not surprised that more recent legislation is also being tested in the courts. On Monday, a judge in Arizona refused to suspend its exit exam for this year's graduating class. Advocates there say they'll continue working to overturn the test. Elaine Corey, NPR News.